Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In C.S. Lewis's Narnia book, The Silver Chair, two children visiting Narnia from Earth are given a task with a few mysterious clues and a guide. The task is to locate and save the lost Prince of Narnia. One of the clues is called the Ruined City. The guide is a gloomy creature called a Marsh Wiggle, who amid all of his dire predictions of disaster at every turn, occasionally offers the children little gems of wisdom. At the beginning of their long journey through the wilderness, the children explain to the Marsh Wiggle that the first thing that they have to do is find the ruined city. The Marsh Wiggle responds, "Got to start by finding it, have we? Not allowed to start by looking for it, I suppose." Today we begin our Lenten sermon series, God Maps, Life en route to the Sacred. According to a recent study by the Pew Foundation, the number one reason that people attend church is they desire to grow closer to God. In the weeks ahead, we will be exploring God Maps, the spiritual practices, sacred stories, and faithful attitudes that can guide our feet to holy ground and open our eyes to God's presence in our own lives and in our world. Christians describe the season of Lent using the metaphor of journey, specifically a journey of 40 days. Why 40 days? Well, we know that 40 is one of those recurring biblical numbers. Noah's ark endured the storm for 40 days before God set a rainbow in the sky. The Israelites wandered 40 years in the wilderness before finding the promised land. But this 40-day journey signifies more than just an important biblical event. This past Sunday, along with Christians all over the world, we observed the transfiguration of the Lord, remembering the story of the disciples traveling to a mountaintop with Jesus, where they witnessed Jesus transfigured. In radiant glory, Jesus appears with Moses on one side of him and the prophet Elijah on the other, and God speaks from the clouds, claiming Jesus as God's beloved Son. This is the moment when the disciples begin to comprehend who Jesus really is. Each of the three men who appear in the Transfiguration took a similar journey. Moses spent 40 days on Mount Sinai, fasting and listening for God's laws. Elijah fasted for 40 days as he journeyed in the wilderness toward Mount Horeb, desperately longing to hear a word from God. And after his baptism, the Spirit drove Jesus into the wilderness where he fasted and prayed and withstood temptation for 40 days before he emerged, prepared to begin his earthly ministry. These pioneers of our faith, Moses, Elijah, and Jesus, each journeyed for 40 days in the wilderness, seeking out God's laws, listening for God's still, small voice, resisting temptation, and leaning on God's promises, all three of them searching for God's presence and guidance in their lives. Today, on Ash Wednesday, we follow in their footsteps as we prepare ourselves to take our own 40-day journey, seeking God's presence and guidance in our own lives. How should we prepare ourselves? What should we be looking for as we try to wend our way closer to God? If we do actually find what we're looking for, will we recognize it? As we prepare for this journey, let's take stock of where we are right now. We are all people who are fortunate enough to wake up this morning. We have all been granted the gift of this new day and the opportunity to embark on a journey this Lent. We have all felt some sort of call that brought us to this place at this time, some desire placed on our hearts to look deep within and far beyond ourselves. I suspect that we all yearn for sturdy ground beneath our feet, a comforting embrace from something stronger than ourselves, and a voice of wisdom to transmit a clear message of guidance through the noisy static of our minds. We all yearn for a sense of the holy. And we have all come here today to be reminded that God created us mortal. We come from dust, and to dust we will return. This is not a punishment. This is simply a truth. We are finite creatures of an infinite God, and one day we will die. But today we are alive. Each of us arrived here on a different path, strewn with struggles and challenges and hopes and fears, and only God knows what we have been through to get to this moment in time. Most of us probably feel very unprepared to take a 40-day journey into the wilderness. Jesus' disciples didn't feel prepared either when Jesus sent them out on their journey. While the disciples always seemed to have some partial understanding of what Jesus was up to, they never had enough to truly feel equipped to be his disciples. And yet, imperfect as they were, Jesus commissioned them and sent them off into the world with a very specific packing list. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. In other words, Jesus told them to travel light. I suspect Jesus has similar advice for those of us who would follow him on the journey that we begin tonight. What would it mean for us to travel light this Lent? What should we pack? What should we leave behind? I invite you to do a mental inventory of the things that you are carrying at this moment in your lives. What burdens do you bear? Of guilt or self-doubt? Or obligation, or worry, fear, or crushing responsibility? Do you carry the burden of too many possessions, or do you carry the burden of deprivation? What burden would you most like to leave behind as you begin this journey? What burden would you really like to lose along the way? What memories keep you constant company? Are they recent or from long ago? Are they heavy enough to slow you down or light enough to give your step a lift? Which memory companions would you like to leave behind this Lent? Which would you like to hold close to your heart? Jesus tells us that God knows our needs before we ask. Do we know what to ask for? Are we asking for the right things? Do we have the courage this Lent to set aside our desire for outcomes, solutions, answers, and simply ponder our questions. In his famous letter to a young poet, Rainer Maria Rilke offered this advice: "I would like to beg you, dear sir, as well as I can, to have patience with everything unresolved in your heart, and to try to love the questions themselves, as if they were locked rooms or books written in a very foreign language. Don't search for the answers, which could not be given to you now because you would not be able to live them. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now." That's another way of saying that in our search for God this Lent, let's live in the search. Let's prepare our hearts to look for God. Looking must come before finding. You may not feel prepared for a 40-day journey in the wilderness this Lent, and yet here you are. Perhaps the best way that we can prepare our hearts is to begin our journey where Jesus began his. Before the Spirit drove Jesus into the wilderness, he went to the River Jordan to be baptized by his cousin, John the Baptist. After he was baptized, a voice came from the heavens above saying, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." We too have been baptized, welcomed as God's beloved children. Today, let us remember our baptisms, and then, traveling as lightly as we can, let's prepare our hearts to journey through the wilderness, following wherever God's Spirit leads. Please pray with me. Gracious and loving God, as we begin our Lenten journey, we pray that you ease our burdens and guide our steps and grant us courage to venture into the wilderness, knowing that you have already claimed us as your own beloved children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.